gone on here. We thought we would bring our Dunham & Miller sports psychologist into the studio from the University of Texas, Dallas, where he teaches psychology, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Hey!
Who stops by from time to time.
Wonderful. How are you guys?
Good. How are you, Dr. Maxwell?
I'm doing very well as could be expected.
What does that mean? Something going on?
I've had a rather rough personal time lately.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
My second marriage is ending in divorce.
Oh, that's awful. Oh,
that's terrible.
That is awful.
And our divorce is being held up in the courts due to some unprecedented legal challenges. So.
Unprecedented legal challenges. What could that be?
You know, we never met your wife, the second wife.
My spouse is living in Dallas still.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're sorry to hear that.
Best of luck to you.
It certainly is a tough deal.
Yeah.
It's a tough deal, pal.
Well, let's talk basketball with Dallas Academy losing 100-0, but yet being praised. We thought we would get you in here and discuss that psychology.
Thank you so much for bringing me in here, Craig, to talk about this. There is so much to cover here. I've actually published several books that are germane to this situation.
Uh-huh.
And I brought in some for you here. I brought in some from my extensive library of books that I've published. This one right here, Craig, I'm going to hand you this.
Uh-huh.
It's called The Psychology of Losing Really Badly by Dave Campo. And I published this. This for Dave shortly after he exited Dallas as a head coach.
Yeah, he didn't win
a
lot here.
Dave is back with the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
He's now equipment manager.
No, he's for the secondary coach.
No.
Yeah, secondary coach.
Okay, fair enough. This is one I think that that you'll enjoy. This is just freshly published.
Uh-huh. Now, you've written over 3,000 books.
3,042 books.
Wow, congratulations.
Yes, thank you. This is called The Art of the Shutout by Greg Maddux and Micah Grimes.
Oh, the coach
of Covenant.
Right.
That beat Dallas Academy 100-0.
Incredible.
It is an incredible story, isn't it? And, you know, Dallas Academy, just purely bad basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
pretty
bad
much.
Basketball.
Uh-huh.
Certainly. And I have here a book, A History of Bad Basketball, from the 90s Mavs to today's Dallas Academy, by Carlton Maxwell, forward by Terry Davis.
Well, you got
it's nice of him to contribute.
Here, I'll let you have this.
You got a forward to write the forward.
Yeah,
that's very
exactly
interesting.
Right. Forward by a forward. And I've actually signed it. Terry and I signed it to you, George.
That. That's nice.
So in that book, do you discover a difference between those Mavericks and this Dallas Academy team?
Craig, the difference is not appreciable.
It is
not appreciable.
It's not what?
I think he's saying appreciable again.
Oh, it's not appreciable.
It's not appreciable.
Well, that's
the difference between these girls and the 90s Mavs. This is guaranteed to be controversial here. Brand new book. It's called This Is What Happens When You Let White Girls Play Basketball by Charles Barkley. It's about it's over 500 pages detailing the game.
Wow, man, that's
that
strong.
Was played, the famous 100
the one game.
The one game.
500 pages.
Yes,
wow.
Exactly. Another controversial book in my controversial line of sports books. This one is for you, Craig. It's called What Dallas Academy Needs Is Some More Nappy-Headed Hoes by Don Imus.
Oh,
very
my.
Controversial.
I can't believe you published something like that.
Very controversial.
After the trouble he had.
Yes, very offensive. I predict he's going to get in trouble again for this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how about this one? This will be good. This is kind of a crossover for the Dallas Sports fan.
Dallas what?
Sports fan.
Sports fan.
Sports, yes.
Yes.
We all enjoy sports, don't we?
Yeah, sure.
I enjoy sports.
Sports.
Yeah.
I love sports.
Sports.
What are you talking about?
Sports.
Sports. He just says it weird.
Okay.
I do?
Kinda.
Oh. Okay, this book is called This Won't Be the Worst Thing That Happens in Their Lives by Tony Romo. He's written a book.
Already.
Dedicating it to these girls.
Man, he got that out fast.
Yes, and even, you like this one. Here's another cowboy tie-in for you. This one's called The Bright Side. At least they got second place in the game by Wade Phillips. Illustrated by Chili Davis.
And really?
Illustrated by Chili Davis.
Huh? And I have so far been the only one to actually get the Covenant girls to speak out about this.
Oh.
You know, the Dallas Academy girls are doing an immediate blitz right now. But the Covenant girls, they wanted to tell their own story with me, Carlton Maxwell, in a new book called Jesus Wanted Us to Beat You Like a Rented Mule.
No way!
There are a few books for you guys.
Well, thank
you.
Great. Thanks.
Yes.
You know, I was scanning online here, and because I was looking up divorce stories because I was interested in what you're going through.
Now, why would you do such a thing?
And here's a story. It says, local Metroplex gay divorce being held up in court. And there's...
Well, why would that relate to him?
Well, a Dr. Carlton Maxwell is mentioned in the story.
Why are you cyber-stalking me?
Well, I'm just wondering if this... Is this you?
Why don't you leave me alone, bitch?
Oh, gosh. Every time it ends like that between you two. Gosh. All right.